Hello everyone, Sally Abbott here, back as editor for the July 2024 edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. This month, the cover of the magazine declares itself the Coast Issue, and centre right is the famous landmark Haysborough Lighthouse, reaching up into the big pale blue Norfolk sky, streaked with wisps of light cloud. The lighthouse dominates the landscape with its iconic red and white bands, and the white lantern at the top looks like it's wearing a diamond trellis mask and a red Chinese coolie-style hat. The green grassy foreground is peppered with yellow wildflowers. Inside, we're going to learn something about the history of our lighthouses. Hear from Ashley Mullinger about her life as one of the country's few female fishermen and what prompted her to swap a life in the office to a life on the waves. In addition, a group of adventurers are hoping to revive the maritime trading route between Fosdyke in Lincolnshire and Wells Next the Sea. And Emma Lee talks to them about their inspiration and future ambitions. There are more articles together with our regular features and contributors, and I hope you will find more than a little of interest. Our readers this month are Kevin Ford, Caroline Aldrey and John Francis. Up first, a welcome from Emma Lee, editor of Norfolk Magazine, read for us this month by Caroline Aldrey.
Welcome from the editor, Emma Lee. Welcome to the July issue of Norfolk Magazine. I hope that by the time you read this, the weather will be more summery than it was as I type. But I've been adopting the Scandinavian mindset that there's no such thing as bad weather, only unsuitable clothing, arming myself with my waterproofs and braving the inclement conditions. And it turns out that Norfolk is still charming, even if it's tipping down with rain. A couple of weeks ago, I got to play tourist in my home city when some relatives came to stay. As well as having a good catch-up with my aunt and uncle, it gave me a chance to look at the city with fresh eyes and appreciate the things that I miss or take for granted when I'm rushing around to get from A to B. To stand and properly marvel at the majesty of the cathedral, to be enchanted by cobbled Elm Hill, to savour and swoon over the cheese room and chocolate library in the food hall at Jarrell's, to share memories of the much-missed restaurant Pizza 1, Pancakes 2 in Tombland. My top tip, befriend someone who used to work there and remembers the recipe to their legendary banana dog dessert. To gaze in childlike wonder at the Art Nouveau Royal Arcade and get a sugar rush from the pretty pastel-coloured sweet treats displayed in the window of Macarons and More. To warm up and refuel in one of the cosy, friendly, independent cafes. And enjoy the Proustian rush of a Zack's Burger, which brought back memories for my uncle of the legendary Zack's Caravan, which used to serve up burgers wrapped in foil to hungry revellers from its caravan pitched where Castle Quarter stands now. It was a weekend to lift the spirits and a lesson in appreciating what you've got around you. There's an important date on the calendar this month. July the 27th is Norfolk Day. So in this issue, we're celebrating one of the county's greatest treasures, its glorious coastline. Catherine Lana meets inspirational female fisherman Ashley Mullinger, who swapped the office for a life on the open sea and has written a book about her experiences. And we discover how the Coastal Exploration Company has teamed up with Eric's Fish and Chips to restore one of our ancient sea trading routes around the Wash. We also send a love letter to Sheringham. Until next month, email emma.lee@newsquest.co.uk.
Thank you, Emma.